States like Arizona and California are leading the way on adding solar panels, but Wisconsin's seeing growth in solar too. Some of the national increase is from homeowners going solar, but large corporations like Kohl's department stores are really pushing the needle toward customer-generated renewables. The change may be good news for the environment, but Steve Keim of the Energy Center of Wisconsin, a nonprofit think tank, says it could cause shivers among utility CEOs.
The fact that the Fortune 500 companies are starting to embrace this technology suggests that the threat here is going to be pretty big.
Keim says the effect on future ratepayers isn't clear. He says to some extent the power companies will try to hit up their remaining customers to help pay for the power plants and other things already built.
And so we might have sort of two groups of people, at least initially, in which people taking advantage of solar are getting the good deals, leaving the people who either can't or haven't taken advantage of solar bearing more of the costs.
But Keim says if the power generation competition gets very intense, it could fundamentally change the utility and the service customers are getting. Keim and a co-author suggest, in a new paper published in the Energy Law Journal, that maybe one option state regulators should explore is letting the power companies sell other services and related goods like the solar panels. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.